Highs tomorrow in the mid-20s. Chance of snow tomorrow is near 100%. And the weather for tomorrow night is mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy with areas of blowing snow. It's going down tomorrow night to 5 degrees below zero, with wind chill values as low as 24 degrees below zero. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's a national holiday. And the weather will be mostly sunny with a chance of flurries, areas of blowing snow. It's going up to about 5 degrees on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And the wind chill values will be as low as 27 degrees below zero. Monday night is mostly clear, going down to around 5 below zero. And on Tuesday, a mostly sunny day. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, ThalmansServiceCenter.com. That's Thalmanns. Stay tuned for Now and Then. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be celebrating the life, the artistry, the composition, the singing, and the songwriting of two of our greatest musicians, Stevie Wonder and Prince. Stevie Wonder. Stevie Wonder was born in Saginaw, Michigan on May 13th in 1950. Stevie Wonder is currently 68 years old. His name was Steveland Hardaway Morris. And he's one of the most successful musicians of our generation. He's a child prodigy. He signed his first record deal when he was 11 years old. He signed to Motown's Tamla label when he was 11. When he was 12 years old in 1962, they released Stevie Wonder's very first album called The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie, Child Prodigy. You know, he was born blind, but there's an interesting story behind that. He was 6 weeks premature when he was born, and he was in a hospital incubator as a baby, and there's an oxygen-rich atmosphere in there. And this it resulted in retarded growth of his eyes, and it caused his retinas to detach. And so he became blind just shortly after he was born. What a career this man has had. He sold over 100 million records worldwide, one of the most successful artists of our time. And not only is he known for his music, but he's been very politically active. He's been noted for his work in political causes. And in 1980, so let's see, that means he's 30 years old. In 1980, he started the campaign to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday in the United States. We'll be celebrating Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday on Monday, and Stevie Wonder had an important role in making that possible. In 2009, Stevie Wonder was named as a United Nations Messenger of Peace. what a prolific career. What a prolific career. He's as of today, he's recorded 23 albums. So one of the other things that's astounding about Stevie Wonder is that he's a virtuoso. He's a multi-instrumentalist, an incredible multi-instrumentalist. On a lot of his albums, he'll be the only person playing everything, all the instruments, all the vocals, all the keys, the drums, the rhythms, everything, the bass. He'll be playing everything. On his Talking Book album, I believe When I Fall in Love, It'll Be Forever, he played everything on that. We're going to start, we're going to pick up in 1974 when Stevie Wonder issued his 19th album, Fulfillingness First Finale. And we're going to hear a song, and it's a wonderful example of the groove, of the funk, of the incredible rhythm and energy that Stevie Wonder has. Boogie On, Reggae Woman. Now, Stevie Wonder is playing everything on this song. The lead vocal, the Fender Rhodes, the piano, the harmonica, the drums, the Moog bass. There is one other musician playing congas. But basically, Stevie Wonder is playing everything on this track. After that, we'll move on to another one of his pinnacle recordings, the songs, In the Key of Life, released in 1976. We're going to listen to two songs. One of the things that is unique and real typical of Stevie Wonder is the beauty of his lyrics. He can get a really funky thing going on, but he has such a poetic, deep lyricism in his lyrics, and he writes music that matches that. So we're going to hear two songs, some of the most beautiful lyrics I know in all of music, from Songs in the Key of Life. We'll start with If It's Magic. Stevie Wonder is singing the lead and playing harmonica. There's no other instruments in that song except for the harp. A woman named Dorothy Ashby is playing the harp on If It's Magic. And then we're going to hear a song, As the Earth Knows That Around the Sun It's Revolving, I'll Be Loving You Always. Now, this song features an incredible, stellar alignment, a stellar array of musicians. This song, Stevie Wonder is singing lead and background vocals. He's playing the Fender Rhodes. But Herbie Hancock is also playing Fender Rhodes and hand claps. Greg Brown is on drums. Mary Lee Whitney is singing background vocals. Nathan Watts on bass. Dean Parks on guitar. So let's go back to the mid-70s, and we'll start with Stevie Wonder, this only musician on Boogie On, Reggae Woman, Stevie Wonder. Both up far deeply in love.
stars above. So boogie on, red woman, what is wrong with you?
It's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells, it holds the key every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. Oh, if it's special, then with it why aren't we as careful? Making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile. Keep
keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone. But there's enough for everyone. Oh, 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 oh. Early May, just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, you know what I say is true, that I'll knows no shame, nothing for your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living by tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear, for I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you.
I'll be loving you always. Stevie Wonder from Songs in the Key of Life. That was released in 1976. Some of those lyrics are so incredible. We all know sometimes life hates and troubles can make you wish you were born in another time and place. But you can bet your lifetimes that and double that God knew exactly where he wanted you to be placed. Change your words into truths, then change that truth into love, and maybe our children's grandchildren and their great-great-grandchildren will tell. Stevie Wonder, such a brilliant musician. He released that in 1976, and then it was 4 years later when he began his campaign to make Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday a national holiday. So, Stevie Wonder, multi-talented musician. Prince Rogers Nelson was 8 years younger than Stevie Wonder. He was born on June 7th in 1958. And Prince died at 57 years old. He had an accidental overdose on April 21st in 2016. There's some interesting things that Stevie Wonder and Prince have in common. They were both musicians from the time that they were very young children. Stevie Wonder signed his first album deal when he was 11 years old. Well, Prince was signed to Warner Brothers Records when he was 17. Prince wrote his first song when he was only 7 years old. Stevie Wonder sold over 100 million albums worldwide, and Prince has also sold over 100 million albums worldwide. Their career output was slightly different. One of the things they had in common is that, we heard that song Boogie on Reggae Woman, where Stevie Wonder is the only person playing all the instruments. Well, when Prince released his first album called For You in 1978, it was the same thing. He was the only person that recorded on that album. But his first big success was in 1979 when the self-titled album Prince went platinum. And, the album was written, arranged, composed, produced, and performed entirely by Prince. It wasn't until 1984 when he started to work with a regular backup band, which he called The Revolution, and he released probably his most commercially successful album called Purple Rain. Well, they had finished recording the album, and he had a request for one more track for something, for a scene in the movie, because Purple Rain was also a film. And after everything was recorded, he wrote one more song, When Doves Cry. And we're going to listen to that song. And he is the only person playing and singing on When Doves Cry. It's a completely solo recording from 1984. This is Prince, When Doves Cry.
My father, too bold.
Prince, When Doves Cry. That's from Purple Rain in 1984. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Today's program, we're celebrating the artistry, the music of two incredible musicians, Stevie Wonder and Prince. So what a prolific musician, Prince. Prolific. So many things. He recorded that in 1984. In 1983, he wanted to get out of his recording contract with Warner Brothers Records. So he started to use, he refused to be called Prince, and he had a symbol that he wanted to use when people wanted to refer to him. He called it the love symbol. And between 1994 and 2 years, 1994 and 1996, he releases 6 albums so he can finish all his contractual obligations. Then he signs to Arista Records in 1998. When he released his final album, it was released as two vinyl, a two-phase recording, Hit and Run Phase 1 and Hit and Run Phase 2, was released in December of 2015. 5 months later, he was gone. At 57 years old. So I wasn't familiar with these final recordings of Prince. You know, he's a very erotic songwriter, very explicit lyrics, but he also had a streak of romanticism in it. And that's why I always liked, you know, When Doves Cry. So on these final recordings, it's really interesting. You get a real mix of all the different styles that he was capable of. His incredible vocal range, his strong falsetto, his expressive voice, and his virtuoso guitar playing. Unbelievable. So I wanted to play some songs from his final recording. This is going to be Hit and Run Phase 1. He recorded 38 albums in his lifetime. So we'll be hearing some songs from his final recordings released in 2015. We're going to start with something a little harder, and then I wanted to play a couple of more of his romantic songs. So the first song we're going to hear is called Shut This Down. Prince.
We came to shut this down. Shut this down.
Come on.
Everybody knows this is how it goes. Ain't no playing around. Just keep your eyes on me if you wanna get pleased. I'm about to shut this down. At me, but you never see how I got so funky. It's a mystery. Must be genetics, my DNA. Let your magnetism, you can't get away. I get you, baby, all sweaty and hot. I'm gonna get you where you never get got, baby. Come to shut this down. Let's go.
sit your down. Down. You see grown folks working? We didn't ask you anything. And I told you I was going to buy you a whistle, too.
As hard as you, hot desert sun, you can feel the heat. Every drop of sweat on your brow is well earned, so you best believe. I got a thousand hugs and kisses for you when you come back home, baby. I got a thousand hugs and kisses for you when you come back home, baby. When you give him your all, still it's only second best. You can come and lay your head upon your baby's chest. Every one of your worries,
all your worries,
all your misery,
all your misery,
you can put them in a little boat and ship them off to sea. Cause I got a thousand hugs and kisses for you when you come back home, baby. I got a thousand hugs and kisses for you when you come back home, baby.
Ooh. I got a thousand hugs and kisses when you come back home.
Can be, well, to put it frankly, such a sometimes seems like love that lasts forever. It's kind of hard to find. Most of the people we know just looking for.
Pasta simmers on the stove in June. Makes no sense yet, but it will soon. Conversation starters come way too hard. Nobody wants to be the martyr playing the wrong cards. Why did you come to this planet? Why did you come to this life? How can you be everybody's dream and still be somebody's wife? Tell me, what did you have for lunch today? That's right, how would I know? How would I know? You're off somewhere being free, while I starve in the lonesome cold. Our bodies got used to each other. Now they're used to the sound of Richie Havens' voice on the vinyl,
spinning round and round, round and round. Sometimes I feel like I was born way too late. Should have been born on the Woodstock stage. I'm just here waiting and waiting and waiting. Somebody famous had a birthday today. All I saw was another full moon. What's that? Something's burning on the stove. Must be the pasta. Must be the pasta.
Prince, that song is called June. And right before that, we heard Thousands of Hugs and Kisses. Those are from his final recordings, Hit and Run, Phase 1 and Phase 2, released in 2015. So Stevie Wonder, his most recent recording was released in 2005, an album called A Time to Love. And there's a track called So What the Fuss, and it's Stevie Wonder's album with Prince on guitar and En Vogue doing some vocals. So we're going to hear two tracks from Stevie Wonder's most recent recording, A Time to Love. We'll start with So What the Fuss with Prince on guitar. And then we'll also hear the title track, A Time to Love, with Sir Paul McCartney on guitar. This is Stevie Wonder.
Baby!
What?
Turn on my mic.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Prince, pop it. Yeah, let's see more. Hey, boys, y'all ready?
We gon' get it.
If I'm calling a dance party without my dancing shoes and everybody dances on my back beat, shame on me. If I'm minding my business, just doing the right thing, and you try to find me off in the street, shame on you. If a family's waiting for that special blessing to come their way, but they ain't trying to get on their knees and pray, shame on them. And if we live in a time where every nation's fighting around the world, yeah, we can all agree that peace is the way, shame on us. Children do, and you come round to trying to bring them some harm, shame on you. Should I be driving through a drive down by a restaurant to get me some food, and someone says, hey boy, we don't serve your kind, shame on them. And if we live in a democracy and you don't use your power to vote, then when someone like the turn of the hand of time, shame on us. Yeah, I can do it what I should do without shame on me.
If you're locked in a marriage and your other half just gives you abuse, yet you've convinced yourself that there's a way out, shame on you. If when jamming the music and somebody's got the audacity to say that they could jam it better than us, shame on them. And should there be just a handful that believe that we are totally free and there's no need to fight for equality, shame on.
Hatred, violence, and terrorism.
When will there be a time to love?
At this moment in time, we have a choice to make.
But for war, there's always more. When will there be a time to love?
We will pay the consequences if we don't make the time to love.
Now's the time to pay attention.
Yes, now is the time to
Stevie Wonder. When will there be a time to love? What a brilliant man. And right before that, So What the Fuss, both from Stevie Wonder's A Time to Love, released in 2005. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed today's program. And once again, thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from Thalman Service Center, complete car repair and collision service in Liberty, New York, thalmanservicecenter.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This